Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Then call the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're still trying to get Janice Kephart on the line. We're having a little difficulty, technical difficulty, making that happen. We're working that out. One of the things that I wanted to talk to her about, and so you and I will just talk about this because it's on my mind, and it probably is on your mind too, and that is the condition of the southern border of the United States of America, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Couple thousand mile long border there, I guess it is. I've forgotten exactly how long. A lot of territory to cover, a lot of border to defend, and it has never. It's probably never been truly protected. Obviously, we've had various states of strength in defending it, in defending the border from illegal aliens coming to the United States. There may be as many as 12 million. They're here in the United States illegally, but one of the things that I wanted to talk to Janice Kephart about, looks like we have her now, is what's going on down there. And Janice, as you know, folks, she's a fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies. She's been involved in the weapons of mass destruction debate for a long time now, going back into the 90s, and she is an expert in the area of immigration and as well as weapons of mass destruction, which to me the combination of those two really frightened me. Janice Kephart, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So, Janice, we got a real problem down at the border, and it's a humanitarian problem, and the point that I want to make is regardless of how you come down on immigration, whether you think the border should be wide open or whether we should have a wall there, whether there should be amnesty or no amnesty, whether these beautiful little children down there that through no fault of their own find their way to America, whatever we should do with those, regardless of how you feel about that, we have another problem on the border in that when we don't have control of our border, bad guys can come across with bad weapons, can't they?
They can come through with or without weapons. They can get weapons here if they need them, but if they have bad intent or instructions leading the way or bad people they're meeting up with, that's all enough for us to have the concern about both our public safety and our national security, for sure. It's the
anonymity of being
able to come here. In that regard, that is the most dangerous.
Well, I mean, we're talking about people who come across the border. We don't know they're here. We don't know who they are. We don't know what their intentions are. And as you say, they either bring weapons with them or they get them while they're here. Or maybe they come across and then they meet up with other people whose job isn't to get here in the United States, but to get the weapons. And so what my point is, Janice, what happened over Ukraine last week with a Malaysian airliner getting shot down? We have the same kind of scenario potential right here in America because, in my opinion, because of lack of leadership. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. The place I would disagree with you is that there's a lack of leadership. I think the leadership has been very clear coming out of the White House to enable this crisis to happen over the last 6 years due to the policies that they have created and implemented. And this is it was almost inevitable.
So you consider that worldview, that ideology, to be just their form of leadership, not whether... I see what you're saying.
Sure.
So
yeah,
you're saying you're saying that it's not unintentional.
Yeah, they've been creating a Dream Act scenario for the last 6 years.
And she's talking about the Obama administration, ladies and gentlemen. When she says they, we're talking about the Obama administration.
Sure, yeah, sure. You know, that's our leadership that's there right now. And it's been through a long series of immigration orders, executive orders, and then plans at the agency level as well. So,
yep.
So when you first saw this rolling out years ago, it was internal memos that I later found out about and wrote about, and other people's perspectives were there, talking about how they could get around current immigration law.
Hold on to that thought, Janice. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back to this, folks, after these messages. We're going to weave in the weapons part of this after these messages. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.